Several hundred people were in Sitka for the annual meeting of the Southeast Conference, and almost every single one of them arrived by air. It's no wonder that Alaska Airlines won kudos from the group. On top of expanding passenger and cargo routes in Southeast, Regional Vice President Marilyn Romano said the airline had contributed $500,000 to local causes and had flown in equipment this summer that helped a team free two humpback whales entangled in crab pots. And it's introduced another salmon-themed aircraft, likely to become even more beloved than the old Salmon 30 Salmon, which was retired earlier this year.
What I personally believe is one of the most beautiful airplanes in any fleet of any carrier.
Hat Kwani, or Salmon People, was painted by Juno artist Crystal Worrell, who also painted Sitka's outdoor basketball court. Most of the Southeast Conference transportation panelists were federal and state agency people, and in Southeast Alaska, ferries remain a major focus, as the system has faced significant challenges over the past two decades and is working to reverse declines that have made travel on them less reliable than in the past. Milo Booth is the Director of Tribal Governmental Affairs for the U.S. Department of Transportation. He said Senator Lisa Murkowski's and Secretary Pete Buttigieg's unscheduled trip on the ferry between Juneau and Haines made the argument for marine transportation.
He spent 4.5 hours on that ferry, and I thought, this is the perfect experience in Southeast Alaska. It's raining like hell. We're socked in. We can't take a flight to Haines. Let's get on a ferry and get there. And we did. And I thought he was better for it, right? At a minimum, more aware about it.
Senator Murkowski guided $270 million in federal funding to the Alaska Marine Highway System last year, and the Department of Transportation is developing a plan to overhaul the aging fleet. Marine Director Craig Tornga said a plan was needed because there had never been one. Ships should be retired and replaced after 30 years and should be able to serve the same routes. The current system was a mix of vessels and facilities and didn't make sense.
Right now we have a lot of one-offs. It makes it pretty difficult. This boat can't go here. This one can't go there. And we have different dock. Even the Alaska class ferries that were just, I think they were built in 17 or 18. They can't go to a lot of the docks that we need them to go to. And so we have to make dock changes. And so that's what we want to change, is have a standardization across the fleet.
Tornga said the Marine Highway would have its first long-range plan in place by the end of next year. The other pressing issue for the system is staffing. The Marine Highway has 7 operational vessels, but only enough people at times to run 5. And some personnel were giving it their all to make that happen. He said one mariner had just completed 5 straight months aboard ship. Speaking from the audience, Dan Tuhig, Vice President of the International Organization of Masters, Mates, and Pilots, suggested that the decline of the ferry system was a barrier to entry for new employees. He spent his 20s and 30s in Sitka and Southeast riding the ferries. Nowadays, the modern workforce was not having that same introduction to maritime careers.
The only way to really attack that is for the employers that own the ships, that own the ferry system, that own the experience that we have for these kids to get on the ships when they're young, figure out how cool it is, and then take the steps that they need to make it a career and go forward from where we are and find the workforce of our future.
Not all of the transportation panel was devoted to ferries. Christopher Goins is the South Coast Regional Director for the Alaska Department of Transportation. He's brought an optimistic, upbeat attitude to his position, a survival skill, perhaps, since transportation projects in Southeast are fraught with obstacles. One in particular in Sitka is especially difficult.
I was just out with some folks yesterday on Catlin Bay Road, and we were looking at, well, what can we potentially open in the very near future? And so we're making an assessment of that, and we think we can open a portion of that. That job has been one of the most challenging of my career, just with the amazing terrain. But we're making progress towards that, and we know it can be built.
Goin said DOT was going to be spending $200 million on projects across the region from Yakutat to Ketchikan, including $50 million on the Chilkat River Bridge in Haines. He stressed that transportation planners would connect more with communities in the future and work from the ground up. We are trying something new, he said. We want to become a modern DOT. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.